The controversial so-called stand your ground law in Florida gives people there the right to use deadly force in their defense without being required to retreat. The Buckeye Firearms Association's Ken Hansen says the bill under consideration in Ohio is different than the stand your ground law that's on the books in the Sunshine State. He says there would still be a standard that the person firing the weapon in self-defense would not be allowed to create the situation that put him or her at risk. And Hansen notes there would still be a requirement that the person firing in self-defense legitimately feel as if their life or their well-being is in danger. But Hansen says a current requirement now on the books mandating the person retreat from the situation would be removed.
It doesn't create any new powers to use self-defense. It doesn't create situations that don't exist currently. All that would happen is rather than having a three-step lethal force test, it would simply be a two-step lethal force test.
The bill would also, among other things, reduce training requirements, would require instant background checks, and would increase reciprocity with other states. Toby Hoover, director of the Ohio Coalition Against Gun Violence, says there's no reason to remove the requirement that Ohioans must retreat before firing in self-defense.
It's always, you know, I shouldn't have to retreat when I'm being attacked. You don't have to retreat when you're actually being attacked. You have to retreat before the attack. You have to prevent it.
Hoover says this bill would allow Ohio to weaken its gun laws when other states are considering strengthening theirs. This isn't the first time Ohio lawmakers have considered a bill implementing changes to Ohio's gun laws. A similar bill was introduced but wasn't passed last year. Backers of this plan say the changes that have been made should help it get more support from lawmakers. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.